Finally, the author and Christian intellectual Roy Williams, famous for the bestseller God Actually, has just released a new book, Post-God Nation, How Religion Fell Off the Radar in Australia and What Might Be Done to Get It Back On. Now, you're going to hear a very detailed and lively conversation with Roy in a couple of weeks, but until then, it's worth pondering one of Roy Williams' major themes about an Australia without religion. It's a message to politicians of all persuasions, especially as we head into the budget.
Increasingly, what matters most is freedom. Nihilism is just a pejorative word for freedom. Anything goes, really. Anything goes that I can get away with. So tax dodging is a good example, very good example, where I think nihilism really is already the default position for the corporate world. It's how can we possibly contribute the absolute least we can to the Commonwealth? All that matters is short-term shareholder return. That's a form of corporate nihilism. It's also a society where Australia is in it purely for itself and ignores the world. So what you might call global nihilism, right? We only contribute 1% of carbon emissions, so why should we do anything about it? In fact, we're the 13th highest in the world and there are 220 countries, so we're still very high on the list, even on that purely numerical figure that gets trotted out. Foreign aid's another. Oh, we've got to save money. Right, how can we do it? Oh, let's just cut foreign aid. That's the first and easiest way to do it. There's no votes in it, so let's cut it. That's nihilism, because you can get away with it.
Author Roy Williams giving us a taste of his new book, Post-God Nation, and the full interview with Roy in a few weeks' time. And next week, the leaders of our major faith-based welfare groups will assess the budget. Now, before we go, the funerals of the Reverend Andrew Chan and Myron Sukumaran will be held in Sydney this week. Their families have invited the public to attend. Andrew's funeral is Friday at the Hillsong Church in Baulkham Hills, and Myron's funeral on Saturday at the Dayspring Church in Castle Hill. And that's where we leave the Religion and Ethics Report today. Download and share our stories. A big thanks to our producer, Scott Spark, and our technical producer, Michelle Watts. I'm Andrew West. See you next week.